after year, we Orthodox celebrate the cycle of the bridegroom services. What I want to look at just very briefly, first by asking a question, and then by asking what we are to do about it, the answer. The question is, why do we call these services bridegroom services, bridegroom matters? Well, let me ask an easier question, given the hour. Who is the bridegroom?
Jesus Christ.
Who?
Christ.
Christ is the bridegroom. Why is Christ the bridegroom? First of all, the title bridegroom is messianic. Christ bears this messianic title. The anointed one is the bridegroom. What is this title, messianic title, refer to? If he is the bridegroom, who is the bride?
The church. Church.
The church. We gathered here. We are the bride. Paradoxically, that means men and women are the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ is called to be faithful to the bridegroom. What do we know about the fidelity of the bride of God, the bride of Yahweh, in the Old Testament?
Unfaithful.
We, who claim to be Orthodox Christians, who say that we are the bride of Christ, is it possible for us also to be unfaithful?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yet, as in the Old Testament, as with us, the bridegroom remains ever faithful, yearning with great desire for the bride to always remain faithful in kind. The bridegroom loves, he expects the bride to love him in return. The bridegroom gives his gifts to the bride, the gift of grace, the gift of the Spirit, the gift of new and eternal life. And the bride is to use those gifts so that the bridegroom's chamber, bride, wedding chamber, may be filled with people. We heard in yesterday's Gospel, Matthew's Gospel, about the fig tree. If the fig tree doesn't give fruit, what happens to it? What does the master, what does the bridegroom do to it? He makes it wither. It is useless. If we, as the bride of Christ, do not bear fruit, what will happen to us? And I don't expect us to supply the answer right now, but it is something we really need to reflect on. We dare to call ourselves Christians, not only Christians, Orthodox Christians. We dare to say that we are the bride of Christ. We dare to say that we are the una sancta, the living body of the living Christ. What fruits are we offering? Do we offer the fruit of grace to those around us? We have received this grace freely. We are to share it. And as Samuel pointed out this evening in the Apostica, not only are we to share his grace, we are to offer praise and glory to God. We are to be charitable to the other. We are to be as Christ is to the other. And if we aren't, then we who are, or who claim to be the bride of Christ, will be left behind. We, as we heard this evening, who dare to say that we are disciples of Christ, his bride, If we bear no fruit, what are we?
Withering.
Withering, what else did we hear this evening? Hypocrites, play actors, who bear a facade that might appear beautiful, but inside, naked bones, full of stench, whitewashed sepulchres. So, brothers and sisters, when we enter this cycle of the bridegroom services, we not only think about the bridegroom who's coming at midnight, but with that coming, we are to remember that we are the bride, and the bridegroom desires us to abide with him in his bridal chamber, which is filled for all eternity with the uncreated